You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
YM. Welcome into the gym class on this Thursday here in KGYM. Glad to have you aboard as we take through the 3 o'clock hour here today. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes off to my right, buttons on the other side of the glass as we set sail with local programming for this Thursday. Good show coming up for you. We'll talk and check in with our friend Dave Koken from Las Vegas as we'll take a look at the NFL weekend. We'll take a look at the college football weekend as well. With Dave, some of his thoughts about what he is expecting to happen. And we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Kirk Ferentz and Gary Barta with a Zoom meeting today talking about the resumption of Big Ten football. We will get to that. The United States Open Golf Championship, the 120th United States Open at Winged Foot. Zach Johnson just making the turn right now. We'll update you on the leaderboard, Zach's progress as well as others. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. And a Bowling Night in America recap with a slightly more joyous take this week than in week number one. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Looking forward to all those topics, plus Major League Baseball action this afternoon and this evening as we wind down the season. Fewer than 20 games remaining, almost, 10 for some.
Not very many for some couple weeks.
We'll bring you up to date on the pertinent scores.
Especially one. That's a big game today with the Twins and the White Sox.
All
going
right, I'll bring
right
you
now.
Up to date. The Twins just took a 3-2 lead over the White Sox in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Still plenty of time left.
And this is the last of four games. White Sox up 2-1 in the series right now. And we'll bring you up to date on that as it progresses.
Pretty important game today because obviously it's a game. When you go head to head, everybody knows it's you pivot a game one way, you pivot a game the other way. But coming in and taking two on the road for the Twins would be very beneficial. Likewise for the White Sox to get three out of four would be a big help as well as those two get ready for the playoffs.
Kent Maeda. Excuse me, on the hill for Minnesota. He's just taken out of the game in the sixth inning. I was under the impression Keuchel was going to pitch because he usually follows Giolito.
Well,
but
he was coming
you know
off,
more than that.
Yeah, yeah. And he was. They were hoping he was going to be able to come back to pitch today. That was the plan anyway. But sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray.
Rather, it's Ronaldo Lopez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a large difference between Ronaldo Lopez and Dallas Keuchel. Although Lopez has been doing okay today. 7 minutes past the hour of three. If you'd like to chime in with us, give us your thoughts and views. We welcome them as always. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Phone line available at same number if you'd like to just talk to us face-to-face, if you will, in this 2020. Again, that is 319-366-1600. They are off and running at the 120th United States Open Golf Championship in Mamaroneck, New York, just to the north of New York City. The city is so nice, they named it twice. And 5-over-1 in 2006. Of course, you go back to 1974, where nearly double digits over par won the massacre at Winged Foot that Hale Irwin survived. Justin Thomas, those thoughts did not go through his mind. He was not around in 1974.
He's finished at 5-under par, and he has a one-stroke lead over Patrick Reed at the U.S. Open. Rory McIlroy in the clubhouse in a big group at -3, which also includes some players out on the course, Ricky Fowler, Bryson DeChambeau among them. About 20, 25 players under par right now. Zach Johnson just made his turn. He played the back nine first and plus one. Two bogeys versus one birdie. Obviously playing the front nine right now, and we'll bring you up to date on his progress. But anything close to a par is going to be good, I would think. Tiger Woods, plus 373, really messy finish for him. Couple holes in one today.
Not by Tiger.
No. Patrick Reed and...
Will Zatoris.
He's like a Corn Ferry player, isn't
yes.
he? Yeah, tour player.
He'll be on the, he will be on the tour this coming year. I believe qualified for that. But yeah, he had a hole in one, both on the same par three, I believe, six or seven, something like seven.
Seven, yeah.
Number seven. They both had it on seven here today. Tiger could have been worse. Three over, and he made a bunch of putts. Like you said, just the swing just kind of went away down the stretch and just started trying to hit nothing but just low slinging cuts at the end. And then he chunked a chip on 18, and you end up with a double bogey finish after a bogey on 17. So that's what got him from even to three over par.
Indeed. It's going to be quite the chase. I have no idea how low the winning score will be. I figured maybe one or two under at the start. Obviously, Thomas is at minus 521, players under par right now. But it is just the first round.
Now, Thomas Reed and McIlroy all played in benign conditions today. No wind. It was going to be the best it was going to be all week this morning. And those folks went out and as for winged foot, they actually scored very, very well. I still think it's going to be about two, three under par that's going to win this thing. I don't think it's going to be over par, but you never know how it'll play out. But this is a really, really tough golf course.
We exchanged our picks yesterday. We didn't share them on the show. I like Webb Simpson. He finished today plus 171.
This is going to sound horrible.
Yes, it is.
But I said Justin Thomas. I think he's built for this golf course. Very much like Quail Hollow. It's Quail Hollow on steroids. And he might not win, but he's doing well right now. But I think he's going to get his second major coming up. Colin Morikawa with a struggle today, the PGA champion. It won't be unless there's something very major happening. Will not be some sort of elongated Grand Slam. From one side of the calendar to the other side of the calendar. Can't have it anyway because there is no Open Championship this year. They will not be playing over in Great Britain and Ireland and that neck of the woods this year. So mark that off the calendar. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Dave Koken in about 10 minutes or so. Let's get to the Zoom meeting today with Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta had a Zoom with members of the media today. I know you were on it, and among others and many. And Kirk basically coming out saying all the right things, happy to play football, still a lot of work to be done, looking forward to the challenge, things like that. Gary Barta with a little bit more of newsworthy information for you. Big things I took from this today, Mark, were that, at least for the first couple of games, fans will not be allowed at Kinnick Stadium. Even though there weren't specifics or a schedule released as of yet, it sounds like Friday and Saturday games will be utilized. As I have gone on record before, I am not a fan of Friday night games because that's high school night. High schools are having their own issues right now, and having Iowa football games on Friday nights or what have you is not going to help that situation out, let's be honest. But they are not thinking about those folks at this particular time. They're thinking about filling Big Ten Network programming. So I get it. I understand. I don't like it, but we move on. Those are the couple takes. Also, the fact that with football coming back, Gary Barta reiterated the fact that, yes, it is a better financial situation, but it is still a situation that Iowa faces. And with that being said, he did not say the four sports that were scheduled to be cut after this athletic year were not coming back. But he also said basically the four sports that were cut are probably not coming back.
Yeah, that's one of the bullet points that I wrote down. As you mentioned, I did watch the entirety of Barta and Ferentz and the questions that they answered. And Barta said football returning will not change the cuts, whether they're staff eliminations, furloughs, or the four sports that previously had been cut. He's pretty firm on that. He's saying that still they're looking at perhaps a $60 million deficit in the athletic program, and further explaining that while you're going to be gaining revenue, you're going to be incurring more costs in terms of travel. The rapid testing will not be cheap. And by the way, that will extend to other programs as we go into the winter and the spring. So I think Maryland announced it was going to be about $700 million or $700,000 to $1 million just to purchase the test. So Bart is still concerned about the deficit. His overriding message was, to me, was that there's a reemphasis on the importance of the medical information that was evaluated over the weekend and into Monday, and all the protocols that we talked about yesterday that are in place. And also said schedules, while he's aware of what's going on, have not been announced, but will be announced very soon. As far as Kirk Ferentz, his overall tone was that, you know what, this isn't ideal. This is not normal. Our training is going to be different, but everybody's in the same boat. And you just deal with what you have in front of you. He's concerned about the conditioning of his players, some soft tissue concerns that he expressed that could crop up. He just said there's been a lack of continuity in the training. And again, he mentioned, you know, everybody else has had the same issues. Kirk saying we're never out of the woods. We need to be vigilant about what we do individually in terms of when we leave the building, meaning the Iowa players and personnel, what they do when they leave the building. And Kirk said he doubled down with them in meetings, Zoom meetings, and personally. So he's also asked about last weekend, not only about what was going on at the Big Ten offices and in the reported meetings, but other college football going on. And Kirk said it was really hard to stay interested in other games as he contemplated what might be ahead of his football team. Iowa, like most, will start, like most in the Big Ten anyway, will start with pads on September 30th, giving them about 3 weeks in pads, should they choose to be in pads frequently. But that's the overall bullet points that I took away, and it was interesting just to hear Barta and Ferentz today.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts. Dave Koken will join us coming up here in just a little bit. While you were speaking, we've got the U.S. Open. It's being broadcast on NBC right now. Zach Sedeven just made a circus birdie on one where he purposely hit his putt 10 feet beyond the cup to the back curve and ridge behind the hole, came off the ridge, and went right back into the cup. The putt had everything but a clown.
Kind of breaks you need in the U.S. Open. And Zach, what, even par through 10?
He's even now through 10, so he's right in there. We'll keep you updated. 319-366-1600. Kirk Ferentz also said, and I thought this was very interesting, Mark, that the Hawkeyes at times did not, he believed, took COVID seriously when there was a couple of shutdowns. He said that has been rectified, that situation. And yes, everyone very much taking it very, very seriously. He said there was a time in June when the players came back that he believed that they weren't taking it as seriously as he thought. That was one of the two anyway. But I thought that was very candid of Kirk Ferentz to mention that today. And also said that he believes his team right now is as close as they have ever been. When talking about, of course, what took place, what, two and a half months ago now, started with the comments by James Daniels about the social equality and whatnot as far as the program is concerned.
Yeah, I think Kirk, speaking in context of when August 11th, when the season was essentially shut down, and he decided to send his players home, and he was speaking at that time, he believed that his players, some of his players might have let up a little bit in terms of their awareness of certain protocols regarding the coronavirus. But now that there is a carrot at the end of the stick, the start of a college football season, that Kirk said his guys are re-engaged and refocused about what needs to be done.
319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in. That is the text line number. Again, 319-366-1600. Our friend Cajun Troy, what if a player doesn't want to be tested every day? Do they have a choice?
I don't think they do, but I don't have a specific answer, Cajun Troy. I don't.
I have not heard of anyone who has put up
a What if somebody challenges it? Yeah.
Yet, that and has said, I don't want to be tested every day. No. But who knows? Who knows?
I think given the fact that at one time it looked like a January start to the Big Ten season, and then there was rumblings about, maybe around Thanksgiving, and now the players know that October 23-24 weekend, they know that now. And I think given everything that's happened, if I'm a player, I'm going to do everything in my power to – do what's required of me, whether it's daily testing or not, whether you agree with it or not. Answer the question, I don't know.
86.99 with their answer, then I guess they don't play.
Yeah.
And that might be as simple as it gets, that they don't play. Remains to be seen, but I have not heard anyone come out and say, well, I am not for this testing every day. I think right now everyone very happy to the effect that football is back in the Big Ten, and yes, they're going to play.
Yeah, I think my focus right now is on what happens between now and October 24th and how things play out. Testing will begin September 30th. Tired of the debates over the merits of testing and contact tracing and whatnot. I'm just sick of all the debates in that regard and really don't want to engage in those unless they're pertinent to the conversation in a specific incident. So I think now, as Kirk Ferentz said, we have clarity. We have clarity about a season, although it's not going to be the same as it has been. We know what we need to do. Other teams are in the same boat, and plow forward.
Plow forward indeed. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. We're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up next. We'll talk more about what Gary Barta had to say as well as Kirk Ferentz and keep you updated on the U.S. Open and more. But we're going to take a break, and Dave Koken will join us when we come back on the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Oh, look at this. The bar on Main Street is looking for a new bartender.
What are you doing?
Looking for a job.
Honey, just enjoy your retirement.
You know, I'd love to, but have you seen what Joni Ernst has been up to?
What do you mean?
Ernst voted to cut Medicare by almost $500 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, and Ernst supported a plan that would force us to pay $6,000 more a year out of our pockets for health care.
$6,000 more a year? For each of us?
Yep. The Wall Street Journal said the plan would, quote, essentially end Medicare.
But we've been paying into Medicare for years.
It's completely unfair. Plus, Ernst also voted to let insurance companies charge an age tax on us.
So even more money out of our pockets. You think the bar would hire me, too?
I think we might be better off voting against Joni Ernst.
Paid for by DSCC, DSCC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If it's time to update your home, the designers at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help create the space of your dreams with impeccable Wellborn cabinetry. The Wellborn family began crafting these American-made cabinets nearly 60 years ago, and the tradition of utmost quality and care continues. So for a space that's remarkable indeed, design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Linder Tire's seen a lot in 88 years. Tornadoes, floods, and tough economic times. But through it all, they've been ready to help you. And today is no different. Linder Tire is open and ready to help with your car, truck, or van, whether you need emergency service or regular maintenance. You can drop in for service, but appointments are recommended and easy to make at lindertire.com. You can also find their updated hours and other info on their Facebook page. Linder Tire, in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Ready to help, just like they've been for 88 years.
We at St. Andrews thank all you golfers for your business this difficult year. We've diligently followed the governor's protocol for golf carts, the course, and the clubhouse. We hope you appreciate our efforts as much as we appreciate your business. And special kudos to all the moms and dads who bring their kids to golf. Stay safe. St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back with you in the gym class at 325 here on KGYM on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. We have coming your way this evening a pair of options for you as far as live sports is concerned. We have the Bengals and the Browns, Thursday night football coming your way at 7 on 107.5 along with 106.3 FM. And then we have game 2 between Miami and Boston. That'll be coming up tonight at, I believe, 6 o'clock, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM coming your way this evening. Coming your way right now, we talk some odds with Dave Kokin, our friend from Las Vegas, with Wager Talk, and you can give him a follow on Twitter at Dave Kokin. And Dave joins us here from Las Vegas, and we are happy football fans back here in the Midwest. Dave, we've got Big Ten football at least announced to start on October 24th.
Yeah, and hopefully, I know that the protocols are pretty strict, but hopefully everything goes off without too many hitches, and we got some good Big Ten action. I think the Mountain West might follow, and even the Pac-12. So it's not going to be normal, but as close to it as possible, I guess.
Pac-12 has to play now, don't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on them. I don't think there's much question about that. But look, you know, we've seen that the college football programs around the country that are playing are handling this very well. You know, they're not hiding from positive tests. If there's too many problems, they just cancel the game and move on to the next one. So I think the athletic departments, their handling has been outstanding, and that's all you can ask for.
Dave, Thursday night NFL football, Cincinnati and Cleveland will have it for you here on KGYM Radio. Do you like either the number or the total?
No, I didn't do anything with the game. I had the Bengals game under last Sunday because I thought it would be kind of a vanilla game plan, and and the Chargers, I think, have a pretty decent defense, so that worked out really well. I think Cleveland will win tonight, but I just can't lay close to a touchdown with that team. I mean, they're still the Browns. It's a cliche, but, you know, every year we hear the same thing. They're going to be improved, and then they're not. They're like the Cincinnati Reds wearing helmets.
Very good analogy right there. You're the Las Vegas Raiders with a great debut. They're 1-0, and now the home opener on Monday night.
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody will be there to see it, but it's still pretty exciting, and the Saints come to town, and I think it's going to be a heck of a game. You know, we already saw one thing that's different about the Raiders, particularly with Derek Carr, who was, he was like check down Charlie last year, just constantly checking down, and he didn't do that in game one. He was throwing the ball down the field, and I think that's a very good thing for the Raiders. Now, obviously, they're playing a better team here than they played last week, but I think they're going to be aggressive offensively, and, well, the Saints, they're just, I don't know if they're as powerful as they've been the last couple of years, but they're still a real good football team. I think it's going to be a very close game. I would take the points.
Dave, you mentioned the crowds, whether it be in college or the professional ranks. We know there's few, if any, allowed. How does that factor, if at all, into your calculations on games?
I'm not giving any home field advantage to speak of. Mm-hmm. Like maybe a point and a half. So, I mean, there's no real way to gauge. But I do think it makes a difference.
Well, great example of that, I think. Now, not to take anything away from Louisiana, but Iowa State looked as flat as a pancake last Saturday. Louisiana had a lot to do with that, but without the crowd out there, Iowa State, I thought, looked very flat, and a lot of people thought they looked flat.
They did, although I'll also add that if there's been a tendency under Matt Campbell, it's that they play well against the better teams, and they have a tendency to play down to the level of lesser opponents. I'm not taking anything away from UL Lafayette. They're a good football team. But that's Iowa State. Cyclones have become one of those teams that play to the level of their opponent. And that's not really a good thing when you're playing lesser teams. You're not supposed to allow them to stay in games. And we saw it with a few Big 12 teams last weekend.
What a great weekend, certainly, for the Big 12. And speaking of Louisiana, they've got a big number against Georgia State this week. And I see that it's like 21 or something like that on the road against Georgia State. I just keep thinking to myself, let down, let down, let down. Should I not do that?
No, I don't disagree with that at all. Whether Georgia State can stay with them for four quarters, I don't know. But I think you've got a pretty good chance to cash an early ticket, first half ticket on Georgia State. It's not an easy spot for UL Lafayette, and especially with them having to travel again.
True.
Dave, I wondered if you'd comment, in the NHL on the Dallas Stars for one, and then who might the Stars face?
Listen, when you've got a goaltender who's as hot as Khudobin has been, you're alive in any series. I mean, this guy's had a great season. He led the league in save percentage in the regular season. Now, granted, he was splitting the games with Bishop, but that's still 930 save percentage is nothing to sneeze at. And he's proven that he's just a really good goaltender. And that's the Dallas shot in the next series, because I think whichever team they face is probably a little better than they are. The Islanders are not flashy, but boy, they're really effective playing drops and sticks. And the Lightning are the best team in the league, but not so much if Point is out of the lineup. They've lost every game he's missed this season. 0-3 in the playoffs and 0-1 in the regular season. And I don't know what his status is tonight. So, that's a big, big potential injury or absence for the Lightning tonight. You could be looking at a 7-game series if he's not playing tonight. It just changes the Tampa offense tremendously.
Yeah, there were so many people that had the Islanders perhaps taking on Dallas in the Stanley Cup Finals. I jest, of course.
Well, Dallas actually was a team that got a lot of preseason action. And they were kind of a flop early in the season. But they're a solid hockey team. They're not a high-scoring team, but they play good defense. And they're a good positional team. And Bonus has done a tremendous job since he took over as the head coach. And, look, the Islanders, it's not all that shocking. They've got, I think, arguably the best coach in the NHL in Barry Trotz. And his players buy into their system. His system, and as long as they're not taking stupid penalties, they're a really good hockey team.
Dave, the U.S. Open Golf Tournament going on right now, first round, our own Zach Johnson at even par. Did you like anybody, any matchups today?
Yeah, I played a whole bunch of matchups.
Did you?
Honestly, I don't know how I did. But I went against a few guys who I thought might struggle this weekend, and we'll see what happens. Fleetwood was one of them. Kisner was another one. I went against DeChambeau, and I can't remember offhand who the fourth one was. But the one thing we're seeing, it's happened so often, where the course is hyped, it's going to be absolute murder on the players. Three under par will be a good score. Justin Thomas is 5 under. There's a bunch of players in red figures. I mean, the players and the equipment are better than every golf course that's out there.
Yeah. That's Jack Nicklaus right there saying that. I know what your answer is going to be to this, but 7295 in the text line is asking what the over-under of the Big Ten canceling their season in X number of days is.
Oh, I don't know. your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah. And I was going to... Yeah.
I was just going to say, hopefully it's zero.
Oh, I hope so.
I want to watch football. I think it's a good thing. I think it's good for morale. And, you know, I understand the virus. I'm well acquainted with it. I think people who are dismissing it are kind of being stupid. But there's also the other side of it is mental health. Morale, just the spirit of people. And college football and sports in general is absolutely a plus for that. And I personally think it's more important. I think mental health is often more important than physical health, because if you don't have good mental health, you're not going to have good physical health.
Yeah, very true.
Mixed bag on the course for you right now, Dave. DeChambeau -3, but Kisner +5.
Oh, that's good.
for Dave, not for Kevin Kisner, though.
Well, I know. We'll see what happens. I don't think it's a great course for Kisner, and hopefully I'm right. And I know Fleetwood is just a guy who's got a lot of talent, but hasn't put it together. Or not. He's been a go against in matchups ever since they started playing again. First of all, he waited too long to start playing, and I think he was behind a lot of other players. He just can't make a putt. You got to make a putt every once in a while.
Yeah, yep, and it certainly helps, no doubt about that. And you can follow Dave on Twitter at Dave Koken, and go to Wager Talk as well. He's got some great stuff right there, him and the staff. And Dave, I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
It's always a pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Dave Koken from Las Vegas joining us on Thursdays right here on KGYM. 335. Zach Johnson just ran in about a 10-footer for par on number 2. He played the back first, correct, Mark?
That is correct. So he's through 11 holes at even par, currently tied for 24th, and doing quite well with the short game because he's only hit 4 out of 9 fairways and 6 out of 11 greens. So, obviously, his short game is saving him up to this point.
There you go. Hey, it's good to have a short game right in there. We'll take a break. Come back. More of the gym class coming your way. It's 3:36 on a Thursday. Back with more after this on KGYM.
If it's time to update your home, the designers at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help create the space of your dreams with impeccable Wellborn cabinetry. The Wellborn family began crafting these American-made cabinets nearly 60 years ago, and the tradition of utmost quality and care continues. So for a space that's remarkable indeed, design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
We're in the home stretch of the 2020 Twin season, a season that we will all certainly remember. It's been a season that has seen so many great plays.
Not in time! Buxton beat it! Cruz scores! And the Twins win it 4-3!
And a season that has seen some dominant performances.
He got him strike 3 swinging on a slider. Maeda, a no-hitter through 7.
And luckily, a season that is far from over. The best of Twins baseball of 2020 is still to come. Let's go, Twins!
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Get more miles on the road with O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system means better gas mileage for your car. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Plus, earn double O rewards points. For a clean, lubricated, more fuel-efficient system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right? Making sure you have no holes in your defense. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. And you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G. No contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The midpoint of the 2020 high school football season comes up this Friday night right here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty and me Friday night at 7:15 from Kingston on 107.5 FM as Waterloo West comes to town to meet Jefferson. The Jayhawks are looking for their first win of the season against the Wahawk squad, who comes in with a record of 2-1. That's high school MVC football, Waterloo West at Jefferson, Friday night at 7:15 on 107.5 FM, KGYM. And we welcome you back to the gym class here in KGYM on this Thursday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Buttons, our producer. Our thanks to Dave Koken for joining us, lining up a guest for tomorrow as well. Hoping. We got our fingers crossed. So we'll have more on that coming up in just a little bit. If you'd like to weigh in, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And had a good text response today. Kirk Ferentz, Gary Barta with a Zoom meeting with the media earlier on today. And thoughts about that and the news that came out from that we talked about a little bit earlier on. And if you'd like to comment, again, you're more than welcome to do so at 319-366-1600.
Poll question today at kgymradio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement.
Hello, Steve.
Highway 1 in Iowa City. What would you do if you were a Big Ten player who had opted out of the 2020 season? Two choices. Would you return to the team? Or secondly, stay committed to the NFL draft? Go ahead and vote. KGYMRadio.com.
Reason for the poll question is there are a couple of Ohio State Buckeyes, prominent Ohio State
Sean
Buckeyes,
Wade, yeah,
that have kind of changed their minds a little bit and perhaps are looking to get back in and play for Ohio State. I say, great. Let them back in and welcome aboard once again, matey.
Kirk Ferentz was asked about that by, I believe, Scott Dockerman of The Athletic. Could be wrong about that, but ask about perhaps guys opting out this year, whether it's NFL draft or any other reason. And he said there's a small number of players that are, ask about it or considering it. Nothing concrete right now. And if anybody does, Kirk said, that will be announced.
Yeah, it will be announced when it does happen. And, yeah, it is. It's up to the individual, I guess. But if there was no deadline that these players had to announce that they were going to sit out this season and get ready for the NFL draft. So I say, why not let them come back if they want to come back? And if they don't want to play, then fine, don't play. Or if you do not want to play because you are concerned about the coronavirus or whatever, I say you don't play and you get your scholarship year honored.
Well, those players with potential of an NFL future, I'm sure, had to be, conflicted of, what to do, because at one time it looked like the Big Ten wasn't going to play until January. And I can see a player, thinking in those lines, do I want to play in January or in the spring or whatever it may be, versus risking my NFL career? And now, in a matter of a few days, the season has been pegged to start for the Big Ten on October 24th a few months before, you know, what they were originally thinking. And I'm sure it's been a difficult process for some players.
Yeah, it really has been. 319-366-1600. As the United States Open continues, Zach Johnson still at even par, five shots behind Justin Thomas, who is leading at this point over some very good golfers. Patrick Reed, former Masters champion at minus four. Rory McIlroy, former United States Open champion. He is at minus three right now. We'll get to this coming up here in just a couple of minutes. A little bit of news as far as sports is concerned from Jeff Johnson. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Want to remind everyone, though, that tomorrow night, high school football coming your way, and a change due to the schedule change as far as our game on 107.5 FM coming up tomorrow night. There will be no Wash-Linmar game tomorrow night. That was the originally scheduled game. Instead, it will be Waterloo West at Jefferson that we will have tomorrow night. That will be on 107.5 FM. And then on 106.3 FM, it will be Button's alma mater. See, his attention seems spring to action right there.
He's a Bobcat.
He's a Bobcat. Was wearing his Benton hat yesterday. Benton Community will be at Clear Creek Amana. And Miles and Gary will have that game tomorrow night. That will be on 106.3 FM tomorrow evening. And that will get underway about 7 o'clock. Our game tomorrow night with the pregame about 7 o'clock as well. Do not ask me what's coming up next week. Because, again, our regularly scheduled game has already been called off for next week. And we'll do some digging on that. Well, it's not called off. It is pushed to Saturday. And we are not able to do it on Saturday due to many reasons. So that would be the Prairie-Linmar game next week at Prairie has been moved to Saturday. Mm-hmm. I believe because of the quarantine and the Linmar football team. And then that they can play on Saturday.
Yeah, Linmar and Kennedy in quarantine till I believe Friday at 10 p.m. So therefore, Linmar looks at Saturday. And Kennedy has been looking for an opponent for this coming Saturday as well for a few days. And it's already Thursday. And just a shame that Kennedy apparently won't be able to pull that off. But you never know in the last minute. Some things have been a finagle. I know Waterloo West. Was it last week that at the last minute I had its game called off and wasn't going to schedule anybody, and then all of a sudden Anamosa came along and said, yeah, we'll play you. So things can change pretty rapidly in the high school ranks as well.
Yeah, they can. They can. 319-366-1600. We'll get to Bowling Night in America and that coming up here in just a little bit. Baseball, is it still 3-2?
It is 3-2, bottom of seven.
Okay, Byron Buxton at the top of the seventh inning, thrown out at the plate after a dropped fly ball by Louis. I was waiting for the one thing I will say about Luis Robert is that he's a little nonchalant at times. And there's a lesson to be learned in there, and he dropped a fly ball, but he had the wherewithal to pick it up and throw out Byron Buxton, who was trying to score on the play. So got a lot of things going on right now. Busy weekend coming up with the United States Open, the NFL, college football, NHL, NBA, WNBA, soccer, racing as well. You name it, it's coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's going to be another busy, busy weekend out there.
Sox do have a runner on third with two outs, bottom of the seventh, Grandal at the plate against Tyler Clippard. So the Sox with an opportunity, perhaps. I hope not. But
Dave Koken's buddy, Tommy Fleetwood, is dressed as, he's doing his Where's Waldo impression. I found him. There he is. As Abraham Answer just putted off the green. The course is starting to get a little bit of teeth into it. It's starting to get some teeth into it here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take our final break. We're going to come back, and we're going to do a couple of things here. We'll go over, well, three things, actually. We'll revisit the Zoom conference with Gary Barta and Kirk Ferentz. Just get you updated in case you missed what happened there. Have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up and a sports announcement as well from the folks down at Coralville. All that coming up when we return on the Gym Class on KGYM.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
We save big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and use the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ready to take on that painting project? Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 40% off paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09 September 18th through 21st. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give some color love to your bathroom, living room, or every room in your home. Shop in-store or order online for curbside pickup. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM on this Thursday edition as we get ready for the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will come your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. As we mentioned, sports coming up tonight for you. We've got a couple of choices for you to peruse. First off, it will be this evening starting at 6 o'clock as it will be NBA basketball as it'll be game two in the series between Boston and Miami. And that will come your way tonight, starting off on all of the frequencies and then ending up, well, no, check that. Not tonight. That's tomorrow. No, it is tonight. I beg your pardon. Miami and Boston tonight, game two of that series. And we'll have it for you at 6 o'clock, just ahead of the tip-off. That will start off on all of our frequencies. And then at 7 o'clock, 107.5, 106.3 FM will break away for Thursday night football, as that will be Cincinnati and Cleveland. Dave Koken does not put his hard-earned cash on the Cleveland Browns. We learned that earlier in the program.
No, that was good advice. We'll see if it comes through tonight. I believe Cleveland is a six-point favorite.
Right around there, depending on what book you're looking at. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We will get to Bowling Night in America coming up in a moment. Thanks to our great friends at May City Bowl. We had a great time there last night. Gary Barta, Kirk Ferentz with their Zoom meeting with the media earlier on today. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. Just a few things to reiterate in case you're joining us a little bit late. Kirk Ferentz very happy to have football back, says there's a lot of work to be done as far as his football team is concerned. Gary Barta letting it be known that there will be Fridays involved when the schedule does come out, not necessarily sure if it's going to be Iowa on Friday nights, but he did say, kind of hinted to the fact that without fans allowed, and fans will not be allowed, at least for the first couple of games for the Hawkeyes, the parking potential nightmare could be alleviated. So read into that what you will. And Gary Bart also said that even though football is back, do not expect the four sports that were cut or announced to be cut at the end of the year to be saved.
And both Bart and Ferentz saying don't let off the accelerator in terms of prevention of doing what you can to prevent exposure to COVID-19. And Ferentz reiterating that raring to go, but not ready to go. And I think that's probably the case of 13 other teams in the league.
Yep, I think that is going to definitely be the case. All right, bowling night in America. And our update and our look back is brought to you by our good friends at May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. And doing a great job right now as far as running the bowling center. Tom and everybody with the pandemic going on, doing a great job of keeping everybody distanced and whatnot. So inquire, go to their website, or just give them a call, Mark. The phone number is
362-0136. The website, maycitybowlcr.com. A really good night for our rusty nails last night. It didn't pan out on the points side of things. But our own Scott Unash and Troy Beeler with identical 666. How do you feel about that score?
I'm a little bit nervous about having a 666, and having two of them on the same team makes us even more nervous. Troy and I just kind of looked at each other afterwards, and I wish it was 665.
Yeah, nevertheless, your averages just went up. Bobby Davidson also with a 600 on the lanes, but unfortunately, as it works out, ran into the hottest bowler on the lanes last night, he being left-hander Joel Donner, who came very close to a couple 300 games.
Very close.
To 89, to 79, 809 series. 809 for Joel. I know it's not his first 800, but he was one of only two on the lanes that had over 700. Nathan Walt, the other, at 712, but a little bit of a nugget. Only through 2 weeks, the Rusty Nails have the team-high game.
Still in
that
ninth.
That will not last.
Still in ninth, but yeah.
17-13 was the point spread last night in favor of Pro Bowl and Concepts, but much improved for the Rusty Nails.
We felt a lot better about it. And maybe even more important, Mark, maybe even more important, we believe we have not kept records of this over the past several years. But we do believe that for the first time in the year 2020, Scott won a card game.
Ka-ching.
A little bit of ka-ching. Yes, I was as shocked and bowled over as anyone. Because, yeah, that has not been going well.
Well, when you're bowling good, you get more cards.
It was the first game.
That, you get more cards, more chances, right?
Yeah, and my opponent, I with handicap, I won all three, but I think I rolled a 266 in the first game, feeling pretty good about myself, went first seven, and look up, and my opponent had like a 270 or something, but I won on the handicap. They were good guys, good bowlers, and professional bowling Concepts, so they do a fine job. Hey, before we let you go here, wanted to pass this along because Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette reporting this. Speculated for a while, but with the opening coming up, the official opening today, they had a media opening as well as a couple of other openings for the Extreme Arena in Coralville. The arena announcing today an expansion franchise for the ECHL, Mark, and that will be housed at the Extreme Arena in Coralville. And that will be announced here, well, Jeff Johnson with that particular news today.
Yeah, the arena seats 5,000 for hockey or thereabouts. The franchise, as you mentioned, a Canadian group, which already owns the Newfoundland Growlers.
Great
this
name.
Is really a spread out league.
Yes, it is.
Newfoundland and Ontario and Canada. Closest team to see to Iowa City is Kansas City. You've got teams in Idaho and Texas and Florida and whatnot. And I'm sure we'll learn more about that later.
Yeah, it's sort of like a double A, if you're thinking as far as the baseball ladder is concerned, as far as professional hockey is concerned. But good news down there for hockey fans, and that's great to see. All right, football and basketball coming your way tonight right here on KGYM. I will see you tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great.
All right, stay tuned. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose.